The Eagles don't have much time to bask in the glow of Sunday's win over Arizona, with a Thursday night showdown looming with the Carolina Panthers. And it looks like the Eagles may not have right tackle Lane Johnson, who is in the concussion protocol. The Eagles are 9-2 in games in which Carson Wentz and Johnson have played together. If Johnson is unable to go, Halapuli Vadi Vaitai is in line to start.
With Lane, right now he's in the protocol. And so, you know, I'll get more information this afternoon when the players come in and meet with the doctors. But that's where he's at coming out of the football game. And then going forward with the guard rotation, we'll continue that. However, we do anticipate probably Wiz getting a few more reps in there just based on his play in the last couple of weeks.
Will the Eagles get Fletcher Cox back this Thursday against Carolina? The Pro Bowl defensive tackle has missed the last two games with a calf injury. He was expected to take part in Monday's walkthrough. But even without him, the Eagles have been outstanding against the run. In fact, Philly ranks second in the league, allowing just 63 yards per game.
The defensive line is it's a vertical push defensive line. Our backers, really, even in this last game, really were able to shed and get off of blocks. And that's all important. And then you're seeing corners and safeties filling the gaps extremely fast. You're seeing Malcolm around the line of scrimmage making some tremendous plays. Jalen Mills, I know, has been in there making some plays, and our corners filling the spot. So all of that is a testament to the way the guys are seeing things, reacting, and then making the play.
We wanted to make sure that they wasn't a factor in the game, and we knew we had to get to Carson and stop their running game. And I'm just happy that we played together as a whole.
On third down this season, Carson Wentz leads the league in completions, yards, touchdowns, and passer rating. He was magnificent on Sunday against Arizona, throwing a career-high 4 touchdowns, 3 of them coming in the first quarter, and 3 of them, yes, on third down. His teammates continue to be impressed by his development.
I mean, the biggest thing with Carson is, you know, when he makes good decisions, you know, he really controls the game, you know, especially with us running the ball the way we are. I think his ability to extend plays, escape the pocket, make big plays down the field, in tandem with our running game, it's really hard to stop.
Carson's playing at an extremely high level on that down. He understands the blitzes. He understands where to attack with the ball pre-snap. So we've been really efficient. We're happy with where we're at in that regard.
Carson's a beast. He shows that he can make plays. I mean, even on the touchdown to Nelly, which was crazy. I mean, he's sliding off of guys, staying calm in the pocket, makes a big-time throw. And Nelly obviously took care of business, you know, with the rest. And, you know, that's what, you know, our team is capable of.
Last year, the Eagles had 4 passing touchdowns of 20 or more yards all season. On Sunday, the Eagles had 2 against Arizona. With Nelson Agholor and Torrey Smith, the Eagles finally have some home run hitters.
Carson just gave me a great opportunity. He threw such a beautiful ball.
They dial it up. Carson's known to chuck it. You know, he's going to chuck it, and you got to get under it. So we have fun with it. The deep ball is a great way to keep defenses honest and to help guys all around the football field, you know, whether it's your tight ends or crossers, get open.
I mean, that's big for both he and I. You know, we've missed a couple down the field. Both of us have had our share of faults on those. And so to hit that one today, hit it on a third down like we did, that was a huge play in the game. And just good to see. And I've never lost faith in him. And, you know, it showed today. Just keep going back to him. And he got the job done.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 with Dave Spadaro and Hall of Fame running back Brian Westbrook as they recap the win over Arizona and take a look at Nelson Agholor's remarkable turnaround. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.